Today's briefing is curated from tens of thousands of articles across hundreds of global sources and voiced by AI. Oil above $94 a barrel. Two tankers hit in the Strait of Hormuz. The US and Iran are trading strikes again, and this is not a drill.
CENTCOM confirmed the strikes, and multiple news outlets have the tanker attacks. This is well sourced. The question is whether this pushes oil to triple digits or if the market has already priced in a protracted conflict.
The bond market is certainly pricing something in. Yields are surging globally, US 30-year bonds on their worst run since 2006. UK borrowing costs at 1998 levels. Japan's 10-year yield hit 3% for the first time since 1996.
That's a lot of history in one sentence. The bond sell-off is a mix of inflation fears from energy prices and the expectation that central banks will keep hiking. Eurozone inflation hit 3.3% in August. The ECB has cover to raise rates again.
And while markets churn, there is a humanitarian catastrophe unfolding. Nepal's flood death toll has passed 1,000, with over 4,000 missing. The UN is warning of disease outbreaks, and rescue efforts are hampered by destroyed infrastructure.
That is a primary source from the UN and multiple agencies. The flood was triggered by a glacial lake outburst, which is exactly the kind of climate change signal scientists have been warning about. And now Tropical Storm Edouard is heading for the US Gulf Coast.
Let's shift to something that might be a breakthrough. The LuxCEPLIN dark matter detector reported a single particle event that could be a WIMP. Physicists are cautiously excited.
Cautiously is the right word. This is one event, it could be a statistical fluctuation. The paper is in Nature and Science is covering it, but the LZ collaboration itself is not claiming discovery. They need more data, it is a hint, not a result.
Fair. But it is the most interesting hint we have had in years. Meanwhile, Apple has a new CEO. John Ternus takes over from Tim Cook and Phil Schiller is stepping down from major roles. That is a real changing of the guard.
Apple confirmed it directly. Ternus is a hardware guy, so expect continued focus on devices and supply chain. The bigger question is how Apple handles the AI race. They are also suing OpenAI over alleged trade secret theft.
And the FTC is suing Amazon, alleging it overcharged 1.2 million businesses for ads. 22 states join the lawsuit. Amazon says the FTC misunderstands their ad market.
That is a primary source from the FTC itself. The case will take years, but it signals a real shift in antitrust enforcement. Separately, Germany formally accused Russia of sabotage at a Brandenburg power substation. That is a government accusation with NATO backing.
And Novartis paused trials of an experimental cell therapy after 3 patient deaths. That is a company statement, but Reuters and Stat News are reporting it. Safety first.
Right. On the AI side, Anthropic sealed a $35 billion cloud deal with NVIDIA-backed Lambda. That is a Bloomberg report citing named sources, so reasonably solid. It signals the infrastructure build-out for frontier AI is accelerating.
And in the UK, former PM Keir Starmer stood down as an MP, triggering a by-election. New PM Andy Burnham delivered his first Commons statement. The UK also had its hottest summer on record.
Starmer's departure is a political footnote, but the heat record is a climate data point. The Met Office said climate change made it 130 times more likely. That is a robust attribution study.
So what do we watch next? The dark matter hint could be confirmed or refuted with more data. Oil could keep climbing if the Strait of Hormuz remains a battleground. And Nepal needs the world's attention for rescue and recovery.
In the bond market, if yields keep rising, it squeezes governments and raises borrowing costs for everyone. That is the hidden story that touches every other story.
All right. That is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2026. We will be back tomorrow.
Stay informed and stay skeptical.